we welcome to the Talk of Connecticut today, gentleman who runs the Connecticut Science Center, Matt Fleury, president and CEO of the Science Center. Hey, Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Connecticut Science Center, a lot of folks, you know, a lot of folks drive by it day to day. They look at it, say, what a great building. Hey, I hear there's some great stuff going on in there. But I know a lot of folks that have never been there. And then, you know, maybe their kids have or some of their relatives have, but they've never been there. Why should somebody, first of all, Matt, check out the Science Center?
Well, close to 4 million people have been to the Science Center since we opened almost 10 years ago. A great many of those are families with kids, whether that be parents, grandparents, or other caretakers, or teachers bringing their kids on field trips. People come, I think, for a variety of reasons. It's certainly become the go-to place on a rainy vacation or weekend day for families looking for a entertaining, educational experience together. Everything from seeing, you know, an animatronic dinosaur to the space exhibit, which is fabulous, to all sorts of experiments and live demonstrations, to having some frozen yogurt or a sandwich or shopping at the gift shop. So I think that, you know, it's sort of from a leisure perspective become a go-to destination in Connecticut. But educationally, the real mission of the Science Center is to open people's eyes and minds to the power of science, technology, engineering, and math, particularly at a time when Connecticut has tens of thousands of jobs opening up in those fields.
You wrote a piece a few days ago, published in the Hartford Current, an innovative state, if we could keep it that way. And that's obviously a takeoff on, I think, one of the founding fathers. I think it might have been Ben Franklin who said it's a democracy or it's a republic if you can keep it that way. But what was your point in that piece?
Yeah, my point is that, you know, from the moment I came back to Hartford in 2000 after being away for a few years to now, close to 20 years since, we have come an awfully long way in our community, whether it's the Jackson Labs Genomic Sciences work going on in Farmington or the new UTC World Research and Development Headquarters and the Pratt & Whitney Engineering Center in East Hartford, or the growing cluster of innovation and tech activity by corporations as well as nonprofits and organizations like the Science Center in downtown Hartford. But that, you know, we're a community that has to really be sure that we do not take our eye off the ball and keep investing in those things, and really begin to see ourselves as an innovating place. And that really is what gave birth to this community. And I think there are a few decades where we lost sight of that, and we have to stay focused on it. And at the Science Center, we're really working hard to, you know, whether you're younger or older, to remind you that that's what this community was built on, and that's going to be our future.
There's an embedded link in the first graph of your story from Bloomberg there, noting that Connecticut is pretty highly ranked, Matt, on a scale of states, the innovativeness, if you will, of state economies.
Yeah, and I think it's probably more surprising to us than to anybody else, because we probably look at our shoes a little too much here in Connecticut and certainly in the Hartford area. But, you know, if you just think about the innovations that have come out of this state, you know, which can include everything from the new jet engine innovations at Pratt & Whitney that are powering planes around the globe at a far more efficient and quieter rate than ever before, or the new manufacturing 4.0 center that Stanley Black & Decker's just opened up in downtown Hartford, or the innovations that come out of UConn or our state universities or Yale. It's really extraordinary. But they also look at things like the number of startups, the number of people, you know, starting their own businesses in the innovation space. Even among women, it turns out that the Hartford market is one of the best in the country for a woman to start a small business. So these are great stories that we need to think about, and then we need to double down on it to push it forward faster.
And also, you know, you draw on the history of this state, and as you said, Matt, we're talking to Science Center Director Matt Fleury here. You go and you look at the state's innovation all the way from the Revolutionary days on up. I mean, you know, names like Samuel Colt and A.C. Gilbert and people who have done, you know, Eli Whitney. I mean, these are classic American names who came up with items, manufacturing processes that changed the course of American history.
Absolutely, Paul. And that's the heritage. And the whole purpose of the Science Center as this emblem on the skyline of the capital city is to say, not only do we celebrate that as part of our history, but every day we show that story and share it with kids and families, and we help teachers and schools and communities to see that as their future. At a time when a lot of the employers that you've mentioned and that we read about in the papers every day are stacking up jobs in biotech, in advanced manufacturing, in healthcare, in data sciences in the insurance industry. And we need to get our kids ready for that future, because that means tremendous opportunity, good-paying jobs that they can easily have if they're focused on the path to these jobs, which very often is through a voc-tech or even a community college.
Yes. Yeah,
tremendously accessible, affordable, efficient opportunities that are provided here in Connecticut. We just have to see them and go for them.
You know, Matt, and finally, you know, one thing I think, and I look for the silver lining kind of in anything here, but one thing I think we see, Matt, out of the current controversies with, say, the student loan problem and the high rate of default on these loans and what students owe, I really think this should be and hopefully will be a catalyst to say, listen, there's nothing wrong with a four-year college, and if you want to take out loans for that, fine, but, you know, make sure you can pay them back. And to pay them back, you know, go into an industry where, you know, you're going to make some money that's going to be in demand. It's a lot of the stuff that you've mentioned. You know, art history is a wonderful field of study, or, a suburban dance is nice, but gosh, don't spend $200,000 to get it. You know, spend money on something that's going to embellish your credentials here in Connecticut.
I think it's really important that people at least see that that is part of the scenery, and that's an option for them to consider. And for many, particularly those with low incomes, underprivileged folks, I think may perceive that these technology jobs are out of their reach and that you need that 4 or 6 year degree to have that job. Mm-hmm. And to your point, Paul, through a community college, through the right program, you can be there within 2 years or less. You can have little or no debt. And you can be making a very good income doing a really satisfying, exciting job right here in Connecticut.
Hey, a lot of guys I know that do HVAC and CAD/CAM and stuff like that, they have nice big houses, Matt, and they have nice cars and take a lot of vacation time. Yes, I'm referring to people in my own family. So,
well, part of that's right, Paul, and God bless them. And one of the reasons they're probably doing so well is they're in tremendous demand.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
yes.
not enough of them right now.
I get to every so often, I talk to some of the union people here who, you know, it's not only the traditional jobs, you know, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, but even some of the newer jobs, you know, the CAD/CAM, the computer design, the skilled small shop manufacturing. As you say, these places are begging, Matt. They're banging the walls for people to fill these jobs.
That's right. And they're better compensated jobs and much cleaner, more technologically oriented jobs. You know, half of the time when you're in manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, now you're actually telling a robot what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're a computer programmer. You know, the whole sort of paradigm of what it means to be in those fields has changed, and we need to open people's eyes to those possibilities.
All right, Matt Fleury, President and CEO of Connecticut Science Center. Take the family. If you haven't been, stop by, like Matt said, on a rainy day and check out what's in there. Matt, good to talk to you. Hope to have you back. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Matt Fleury, President and CEO of the Connecticut Science Center.